I'm standing in a cotton gin. It's a giant wood and metal machine about the size of a shotgun house and twice as tall. It's nearly a century old. In fact, this gin hasn't ginned since the 1950s.
And we're still not completely finished with putting it all together exactly the way it was. But
this man thinks it's pretty incredible. Years ago, John Freeman put an ad in a trade magazine. He wanted an old cotton gin. It didn't have to work. It just had to be in one piece. He found one in Alabama, trucked it back to his place, and now shows it off to people like me.
Now, if we could get a two or three old gin mechanics that got interested in it, then it could be done.
But getting it to work isn't the point. The point is saving history. And that's why John Freeman, with the help of his wife, Nancy, founded Green Frog Village here near Alamo, Tennessee. It's a museum, a time capsule, and also one man's obsession with the past. Back in 1991, Dr. Freeman was at the end of his career as a medical missionary. He and his family had spent 10 years in the forests of Thailand. Then came the offer that reshaped his whole retirement. A local landowner wanted to clear a couple of run-down buildings off of her property, an old country store and a cabin that sat behind it. Freeman could have them if he moved them.
So we took both of these buildings and moved them to Green Frog. Both of them had to be restored extensively. Next came a big log mule barn that somebody wanted to get rid of.
Over the next two decades, word got around that Freeman was saving old buildings. There were plenty of them, weathering away in rural fields. So his collection grew. Now, for $7, he'll show you a whistle-stop train station, a one-room schoolhouse, a blacksmith shop. On Sundays, a local preacher rents the small church Freeman rescued from a nearby town, complete with a bell, an antique pump organ, and the original pews. In one building, two Green Frog regulars are toying with the outdated machines in Freeman's early 20th century print shop. Ben Murdoch clicks away on an old linotype, similar to the one he used at the commercial appeal back in the 1960s. And Johnny Tritt is operating an even older printing press.
Did you ever see Walton's on TV? Well, that John Boy Walton, he had a printing press. He printed a weekly newspaper. This here, thank goodness we got a motor on it now.
Having just celebrated his 80th birthday, Freeman is often asked what will become of Green Frog. His four grown children live elsewhere and aren't interested in the upkeep. He says he's not sure, only that he'll keep going until he can't. And what keeps him going, he says, is a simple love for a world that exists mostly in memory.
Well, I think the history is enjoyable, and the people's stories of what they did in the early days is very fascinating to me. A life that has disappeared. When you see an old blacksmith like we've had one here in Green Frog, one of the last times I saw him, he was at his forge, had a hot piece of metal, and he was beating on that. I could see what he's doing, but I asked him anyway. I said, J.C., what are you doing? Well, I'm making an axe head. And he had folded that steel over and was forge welding it together to make an axe head. I said, J.C., you don't need to do that. You can buy those cheaper than you can make them. He said, I know, but I just want to know if I can still make one.
For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.